Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, 4 o'clock. Great to have you with us. You missed anything, odyssey.com rewind. We're talking a little college football, your grotesque overreactions from week one. Let's face it, Michigan and Michigan State both look terrible. Now, I don't think that writes the book. Clearly, I want to see Michigan versus Texas. I want to see Michigan State versus Maryland. They're different, you know, barometers, different burdens of proof, but they're two teams in completely different places right now. But it's totally okay to talk about, okay, that was nonsense. Friday night was nonsense in East Lansing. And that performance by Michigan, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's fine to say after watching either game, depending on your fan base, I'm concerned that things won't go the way I envisioned to begin the season. Whereas for MSU, okay, can you go 6-6 and make a bowl game?
Did Aiden Childs play that game in a VR helmet? 248. Because he wasn't existing on this planet.
Maybe the comms were messing up and he got the signals crossed.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll get to
for
the
Michigan, people. Yeah, you... It was the playoffs. You thought you were going to be a Big Ten team in the playoffs. It wasn't necessarily winning the Big Ten, but you were going to be good enough to capture one of those playoff spots. Are you concerned that you're not going to get there?
You got nothing from Donovan Edwards. You have one weapon on offense. His name is Colston Loveland. And I don't know what you're doing at quarterback. I just don't. I mean, the Davis Warren orgy thing, look, pick one and roll with it. Because I don't think you're winning a national championship rotating quarterbacks.
And I think deep down you've already picked one. You just have to tell Orgy he's the backup. Because
or you roll with him and you just run a complete power running game, Gus Malzahn, Cam Newton kind of thingamabob, and you just try to sledgehammer teams. The problem is I don't know if your O line's up to the task. I'm just for State, I mean, I have so many issues I can't even begin to tell you.
Hey, you know what?
What?
The OC came out and said they had to get Nick Marsh to ball more. He's going to play more. So, just so you know.
Well, in other news, boobs are fun. Really? That's what we're paying a seven-figure coordinator to figure out? You probably should. We do not have any wide receivers who have any amount of foot speed. So, your grand conclusion after game one is after watching an entire game of the cast from Cocoon doubling as your wide receivers is to, oh, wait, I should have played the kid who's the highest rated recruit, one of the highest paid guys on the team. I probably need to get him the ball more.
Yeah, when you see what Ohio State did with their wide receiver, who's a true freshman. You know,
I'm not mad at you.
I got frustrated when they got into the red zone. They turned their ball over three times in the red zone, and he's on the bench. He needed to be in the game. Even if it's just throw the ball up to him and let him go and out jump the corner, okay, let's go that route, but why are you making things a lot more difficult when you don't have to?
I don't have a single positive thing to say about MSU's offense. Full stop. It was an absolute clown
you
car.
Shouldn't.
Again.
Mike, they scored 16 points.
And it wasn't even that good.
And that was in the first half. And you know who scored first? The defense.
I'm aware. I had to look up who the player was.
transfer.
Devodrick Douse or whatever his name is. I'm like, all right, nice to meet you. 248-539-9797. So we're rapping about it. Let's see what the people have to say. We'll go to Nate, 97.1. Nate, how you doing, buddy?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, good. Nate. Nate, what's up?
I just wanted to rap about Michigan. I'm a big Michigan fan. And I want to touch on two things. First thing is, I don't know when Donovan Edwards got anointed as this big elite running back, but all these fans that think that thought that before this game are insane. He's never been that good. I've been saying it since he's been. He'd be elite if there was no defense on the field. A strong breeze, and that guy goes down for a loss of 3 yards. Last year, the years before, Blake Corum was the guy who would fight for yards. He'd always fall forward, and he was the bell cow, the elite running back. And Donovan Edwards, as you guys have touched on, was the supplement to that, where he would break off and find the one hole, and it's like, oh, wide open, drive a Mack truck through it, and he takes off. In the open field, he's great. That's how I wanted to say that.
Nate, you know what I would say real quick about Donovan, and I'll let you finish. Maybe you should use him, put both running backs in there and let him just come out kind of the way the Lions use Gibbs, put him in space, let him use his strengths to, you know, juke somebody out and then go to the house. But, yeah, breaking tackles, that's not his forte.
Right. He's more of a slot receiver than a running back in my eyes.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. And secondly, about the starting quarterback situation, I've heard from all my friends that are Michigan fans and a ton of people that they need to start Orgy. I thought Davis Warren, like, obviously I'm not anointing him as some savior, some Heisman winner. He's not great. But I thought he made some good throws. He's pretty good in the intermediate game, I thought, from what I saw. His deep ball, obviously, was shoddy at best. I mean, he wasn't hitting anything deep. But he made a couple nice throws. He made a nice tight window throw on like a 10-yard out. At some point in that game, the guy dropped, hit him in the chest. But I thought he was moving the offense more than Orgy would have when he spiked the ball.
That's the problem. You have two completely different players. I mean, Nate, it wouldn't be ridiculous if people wanted Orgy, but you would have to reestablish what your expectations offensively are. You would be admitting we are now Central Florida with KJ Jefferson. We are running Wildcat. We are running QB power until the opponent bleeds. We're pounding the rock 52 times. I don't know that your line is up to that task this year. We got to see it. I'm with you. Look, I'm not ready to close the door on Davis Warren. Let me see the kid play. But we can say on open, no, the quarterback play was not championship caliber. And so
right. It was pretty bad.
It was.
So, yeah, and like you said, the offensive line, I had that worry too. I was watching the game, and I was kind of beside myself. We're supposed to have this stellar offensive line. That's kind of how we run as a team, as a program, and this offensive line – off one game, so sample size is small, did not look very stellar.
No, and look, Nate, we'll get our answers next week. You know, I just don't believe, oh, well, you know, they have a test in week two, but then we can develop. No. Everything you put in the summer, some of your prep in summer camp was for Texas as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying you used every concept and every page of the play sheet, but when you're in a 16-10 game, you got to play. Your one mistake or one football gods don't like me moment from losing to Fresno State or Florida Atlantic, respectively. I don't want to hear about how many plays you saved.
That is the biggest myth ever, because you don't save plays.
Not at 16-10.
No.
And 23-10 when you get the pick six, okay, that's fine. But you were in a game that was way too close for comfort. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had done the job and you'd gotten up by four touchdowns and you want to tell me you shut it down,
right.
Absolutely.
If all of a sudden you're seeing walk-ons in the third team members in there, okay.
Right.
Yes.
Like, what plays did MSU save?
You don't save plays when you're in a game that tight. If anything, you break them out and say, hey, we can't wait for an emergency. We're breaking the glass right now.
Save plays. We saved the play where we hit a receiver in stride. I think that's the most jarring thing for Michigan State. It is the last 2 years plus now.
Yeah.
Can I see a single receiver hit in stride with this mythical unicorn known as yardage after catch?
It ain't Foster. You know who it is? And once again, after one play, he's probably done for the season.
Oh, Christ. Alante Brown?
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, I don't know that he's a real person. Alante Brown is an idea. He's not a person.
Last year, very first play of the game.
Concussion.
Concussion. And I think he, right, at this point, he will be a seventh or eighth year player.
No, he won't. Not here, he won't.
What, you going to kick him off?
Yes. I just did. I've made the call.
You're starting wide receiver for Miami of Ohio.
Hey, not going to work here anymore. You wanted this era of football, so I'm here. Alante Brown, cut.
You can't cut him, Mike.
I just did.
You can't. You don't even go up there.
Do what I want. You wouldn't, if I were ever an NIL person, you'd hate me.
Why?
I would have pulled his chin. I've had enough. 2 years in a row, I paid you. You're never available. Availability's a skill. How's it any different than the NFL? Guys no, get hurt, not. Guys get cut.
No, it's not. I mean, if you said you put it in the contract, bruh, if you get out for the season, I don't have to. I'm going to treat you like an hourly worker.
Bruh. Can I see in the contract? B-R-U-H. Bruh.
Bruh. I'm going to treat you like an hourly worker.
That's it.
If you don't play, you don't get paid.
I'll pay you by the catch.
Right. You're not a salary guy.
This is where we are in college football, David. I've just cut a receiver who got hurt.
Please see that, bro. You ain't healthy. You're
yeah, good. I want the first line in the addendum. Maybe, man, honestly.
That's good.
Maybe we could write it in crayon like Sharon's contract.
Oh, my.
The three-page, what was it? The Ponderosa placemat contract. Guy's operating on a three-page deal. How?
He's happy. He's getting paid. That's all that matters.
You know what I know. That's not a real contract. You can't answer phones at this station at 3 a.m. on a three-page deal. You're the CEO of Michigan football on a kind of, sort of, maybe addendum?
I promise you, Dusty Mays is more longer than three
you
pages.
You damn right it is. I just want Rico writing all contracts, starting with, bruh. You hereby agree to these.
I quit.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There it is. So, we're talking college football week one. Michigan State, Michigan. And your overreactions. Because let's face it, everything's an overreaction in week one. But that's okay. That's the fun of sports. Obviously, we're waiting to see what you do against Texas or what State does against Maryland. Both are roughly an 8-point underdog. So it's just the idea of when you watched it, how concerned were you? How surprised were you? Look, I admit it. I was mortified as a State fan because it basically just looked like Mel Tucker coaching the team. I mean, offensively, there was no plan. They couldn't run the ball worth bleep. The passing game consisted of YOLO, throwing it 800 yards down the field to nobody.
Yeah, you can't have play-action passing when you can't run the ball.
Right. Defensively, I was pleased because, well, an ABH, anyone but Hazleton. It just, they were able to, 11 tackles for loss, 7 sacks. I don't care if you're playing the Michigan School for the Deaf. That means you were creating havoc in your front seven.
See, I like that the defense were able to get pressure with just the front four.
Yes.
And not have to bring that extra rusher. That was encouraging.
And I'll tell you what I'm tired of.
And on big plays, they went out there and got the job
done. Enough with the targeting. across college football, get rid of targeting. Everybody knows if you're a headhunter in the secondary and you're Chuck Cecil and you decapitate a guy, throw him out of the game. But you know what I don't need? When a quarterback like this dope for FAU is sliding so late and so, like, guys,
see,
offensive players move. They're not crash test dummies.
No, no. Here's where it gets difficult because you're telling players when they tackle, make sure you tackle low. It's almost like the strike zone. Not too high, not too low.
And what happens if the offensive player puts their helmet
and
down?
That's what I'm saying. When you do the slide, they're like, well, this is what I was told to tackle right here. No, you actually hit him in the head. You grazed him. You hit an elbow to
the head.
Here's
what we're going to do. Targeting. I'm outlawing slides. That's it. You want to take off and be a pain in the ass for me as a quarterback? Watch this, Dad.
No, no, no. You can slide. But if you give yourself up, there will be no targeting. You did this on your own, so you chose to take that hit. You don't want to get hit, go run out of bounds.
Get rid of targeting. Be done with it. It's ridiculous, and there's a pace of play problem in college football. They stop the damn game every 3 minutes. For Michigan, it's just simple. Quarterback room, what? Donovan Edwards, what? And you guys tell me. What's your level of concern there? I don't know a single Michigan fan in my life who's pumped up about the backup playing 20 to 25% of the snaps. We're a long way from Stanley Jackson and Joe Germain here.
Here's the thing. If the backup is doing that, it's a true freshman. Somebody that you're grooming.
Who you don't want to leave.
Right, to be that guy.
Like Tim Tebow when they did that in Florida.
Right.
Him and Chris Leak.
You're okay with that. I mean, they did that with Aiden Childs at Oregon State. Like, okay, you're going to get, every third series, we're going to put you in the game. I get that, but the...
You think Aiden could complete every third pass? That would be nice.
He almost did.
Yeah, okay then. Let's go to Sammy 97.1. Sammy, how you doing?
Hey now.
What's going on, man?
A couple things. Mike, I do have to concur. Boobs are fun. but real quick.
Man.
Michigan State. I'm a slappy. I went to school there. I'm a huge fan. I do think Childs will get better. I think he'll learn from this.
Of course.
I'm more concerned with the three guys that were injured on the defense. That really concerns me. You make the biggest leap, they said, right, is between game one and game two. So I'm hopeful. What's going on in Ann Arbor is, I don't understand that. They knew what they had at the end of last season. Why didn't they go out and get, an established quarterback in the transfer portal? I don't understand.
Sammy, I think a lot of the reasons is they had bigger fish to fry. And as silly as that sounds, you didn't know what the coaching situation was. You didn't know what the NCAA situation was going to be. So it's kind of hard to go out and ask a quarterback, believe in us. We're going to still be here come the fall.
All right. Well, okay. Your point's noted. Let me ask you guys a question.
Sure.
If you were running the program, who would you start? Would you put in? I mean, Orji kind of reminds me of Milrow from Alabama a little bit. But he's never going to be able to be a proficient passer unless he's put in the game to throw some balls.
Right. You have to – the way I would – okay, Sammy, from a physical talent standpoint, it's incomparable, Davis Warren to Alex Orji. I'm with you, Sammy. I probably play Orji. And I would have to do, I'm using the comparison. We talked earlier about Oregon State and what they did for DJU. It's the same thing for Orji. You have to set him up with spoon-fed play action. You got to use him as an active runner 10, 12, 14 times a game. And you're going to let him uncork a few deep balls. And you're going to have to accept that you are a Gus Malzahn-style offense if you're going to play Orji. But from a physical talent standpoint, no, there's no comparison. One dude's built like a transformer. The other dude is a single piece of Lego.
Yeah.
I mean, Warren can't, he can't look off his first receiver. He doesn't go through his progression. So maybe he'll get better. I don't know. But, I mean, you guys talked about USC. Michigan's not going to beat USC unless they get this quarterback thing dialed in. USC is awesome. I mean, that Miller
Marsh
kid is good.
And I guess I would say this, maybe if you're Michigan, David, you're the Michigan fan.
Fake.
if the quarterback situation really doesn't take off, do you just go to Jaden Davis, true freshman?
I would not do that.
Okay.
No.
That's why I'm asking you this question.
You do that, you're signing up for 5-7, 6-6. This defense is too good, and Davis, Warren, and Orji can keep them to at least 8 or 9 wins.
Okay.
I would never.
The combination of so. I think that's why they're not going to go with Orji altogether.
Yeah, but the whole point, David, when you put Davis, Warren in the game, he's a game manager. I don't think anyone's ever described him as anything other than that, right?
Nope.
At least Orji would present you with difference-making ability with
trick
his
play,
physical.
Yeah.
Just physically. Look, here's the other thing.
Even a touchdown. Everybody thought 11 eyes were watching him. That's why Donovan was wide open. Like, yes. Oh, he threw the ball.
But it's also the most effective thing in the sport is QB run. We've seen it at the NFL level. You see it at the college level. Everyone is accounted for. It turns it into a true 1v1. Like, Orji can be a weapon there, a difference maker. But you will have to accept that this is what this offense is going to be now.
See, and that's what it is. I don't know if they're willing to take the mistakes, which means possible losses.
Well, okay, but risk-reward.
Agreed.
What's the upside of Davis Warren?
There is none.
Well, not none, but it would be a lower ceiling than Orji, right?
I'm just thinking about the future. I wasn't necessarily saying this year.
Well, see, that's why I asked the question about the freshman. Like, apparently he's Mr. All That. So
okay,
at what point
is he? Every quarterback they've recruited in the last 50 years has been Mr. All That.
Bruh.
Please.
Bruh.
I mean, come on. Please. I remember when Brandon Peters was supposed to be Joe Montana. I don't want to hear anymore. Enough. Let's go to Aaron, 97.1. Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, and I'm going to really crap on this whole thing because this is my overreaction.
Okay.
My overreaction is after watching Michigan State this week, I feel like I'm watching Iowa from the last 2 years, where there is going to be no offense in this program to be talked about, and yet our defense is going to be really, really good. And I know we had a couple of injuries and everything else, but the idea that this offense is suddenly going to take off if next week they don't score, I don't know, but we'll call it 35 points. I just can't get behind anything they're doing. This has to be something where either they had a preseason week this week, or I'm going to expect to be watching Iowa football from the last 2 years where if you score 10 points, you're going to win.
Aaron, I'm going to put it like this. I think you're going to be disappointed unless the defense scores 2 touchdowns. I don't think you're going to get 35 points. This is with Aiden Childs, and I know for people like Mike, because he's making a lot of money, you expect instant results. I don't think it's going to get better until the back end of this season. That this offense will be pedestrian-like as they try to bring him along and hopefully keep him from overthrowing receivers and having horrible interceptions.
You know what, Rico? I would take pedestrian. At this point, you're a homeless guy with a shopping cart. This is like, you know, sleeping.
Can we just put that on the season tickets in East Lansing or maybe the murals at the stadium?
Ernie the Can Man.
Yeah. No, this is a homeless guy with a shopping cart sleeping on a bench someplace where you walk out with your bags of groceries. Like, I know it's week one. I know it's an overreaction. I know I'm being that guy.
No, Aaron, you're allowed. That's why it's called overreaction.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Rico. They have to get a running game. They have to get that play action into the offensive schemes. They have to get the defense. And again, the defense has been good, but with the injuries this week, who knows what's going to happen next week? And I just can't put myself in a mindset. Mike, it's like you with the Giants.
Oh, boy.
that's where I'm at with Michigan State.
I know. Oh, yeah. Try rooting for both teams. You end up in the loony bin. I'll just tell you, as the resident Oregon State super fan, I've watched more Jonathan Smith than anybody else. I didn't see a fraction of what he was doing at OSU in that install Friday night. And I could nerd out on why, but nobody cares. I'll just tell you.
No, I
didn't see any of what I was excited about.
You clued me in on Oregon State, so I watched a lot of the Oregon State games.
And that was ratty.
I don't know what I saw.
All right, David, a couple of the ticket texts. We'll get to the callers, rapping about college football, your overreactions from week one, good and bad, and certainly locally, most of it has been bad. The good, not good if you're a Michigan State fan, but Miami. That was for real. And then trolling Florida's recruits to their face. That was tremendous. Penn State, Andy Kotelnicki is for real. The Kansas OC who James Franklin hired, since James Franklin can't do offense. Yeah, that was a different offense and a different Drew Aller. And for me, Notre Dame was the biggest one. That was a man-sized performance.
Speaking of coordinators, Mike, I got to look at USC and the defense with Lynn taking over that defense. Yeah. That's the scary thing if you're a Big Ten fan, because USC was not supposed to be that good this season. This is a team that scores a ton of points, but they also can't stop anybody. Well, they went out there and they stopped LSU. Had Brian Kelly slamming his fist on the table. Yeah, watch out for the Trojans. He was upset.
My family. Bruh. David, go ahead.
All the talk about Donovan Edwards. Donovan Edwards needs to be in a Debo Samuel role, slot receiver, motioning out of the backfield.
One problem. Debo breaks tackles. Donovan doesn't.
Thank you.
That's not an insult, but they are two completely different human beings.
Overreaction. Michigan won't have a September Heisman this season. Someone else says, as long as Michigan or Michigan State don't come out looking like Florida State in game two, then I won't be worried.
Okay.
Coaching for MSU, not good. Left 3 points on the field, throwing deep on third down when Childs wasn't accurate at all. That needs to be fixed now.
Well, yeah, here's your biggest problem. And I said this, it's not hyperbole. I'm just this way. Strike one for Jonathan Smith. Not kicking the field goal to go up 9 late stages. I don't want to hear about over-aggression. You had a brain fart. No more.
Yeah.
I am chalking up State's game to first game excitement, nervousness. I will not overreact until I see that performance this week. That is from Kyle in the D.
Oh, listen, if Spartan fans like Rico are sitting there Saturday with a glazed look on their face going, I like turtles, I'm sorry. We're going to be off to a real rough start.
See, it's a win-win for me, so, yeah.
No, it's not.
You're a disgrace.
No, it's not. Jason in Chicago says, overreaction from this weekend. Western Michigan almost beat Wisconsin and will now win the MAC this year.
Oh, Joe. You know what? Oh, no, here's a funny thing about that. As I'm driving back from Spartan Stadium, listening to the game, like, wait, is this real? Like, I expected more out of Wisconsin.
Well, that was my whole point to whether it's Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Oregon. I mean, you could have 30 teams I could list. There are a lot of effed up performances to open. Now, again, losing in the fourth quarter at home as Wisconsin to Western, that's a little more than
It's overreaction because, yes, a lot of teams corrected. Like Ohio State, second half, corrected their problem. Georgia corrected their problems in the second half. So it takes a little bit of time. I guess we expect the instant you just come out there and from, like Alabama did, from opening kickoff, it's just going to be a bloodletting. Just, you know what, we're not letting up.
Targeting rules should be like soccer. First one's a yellow card, second one's a red card, and you're out. That is from Rick.
My whole point is there has to be discretion with targeting. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the calls. I'm tired of the reviews. And I'll tell you the other thing we do. Take Bill Lamagne, Dean Blandino, and Mike Pereira. Duct tape them together to the moon. Get them out. We don't need a rules expert when the rules expert never gets it right. I mean, whoa, what's the other numbnuts? Mike Austin or whatever his name is? A Notre Dame A&M game. They had 3 reviews. He said ying, they said yang. He says yang, they say ying. Out. Gone. We don't need it. What's the point of having a broadcast crew if they're so ill-equipped to talk about the rules? Then why are they calling the game?
Or how about this?
And what's Herbie's dog doing there?
Thank you.
Well, it's a dog,
man. I don't care. I love dogs. They have no place in the broadcast booth.
Dogs or children? Which one?
He's calling the game and he's reaching down, and you know why he's reaching down. Will you leave your dog alone?
I can't. Why is he there?
The dog's probably getting up there in age. He's trying to spend as much time as possible.
Well, then you know what?
I will say this. As far as your replay people, because I went back and rewatched the state game, how about this? When the referee is actually explaining what's going on, you shut up and let them explain.
Or have the mic working.
Well, that was a whole different debacle.
Or show your fans replays in the stadium.
Okay, that's...
Please, you're right.
But hey, let's check that Fly Lansing scoreboard.
Curly shuffle.
But I can read the closed captioning of what the ref was saying. That was great.
No, but I'm saying on TV, when I went back and watched it, he's explaining it, and the guy is still talking, and I'm like, okay, maybe you want to shut up and let the guy. No, he's just explaining. I'm like, everything you're saying is wrong because the referee, I think it was the interception early in the game, and he's just talking. Oh, it's not going to be an interception. This is incomplete pass.
Cutscene. Interception.
Interception.
Get rid of these rules.
The ball goes to FAU. Like, what?
Get rid of these rules, people. David, go ahead, and then we'll get to a blitz, and we'll continue with the callers. It is an overreaction Monday.
The problem for Michigan is that all the good transfer quarterbacks were gone by the time JJ declared for the draft. The time to recruit a transfer was when they were getting ready for the Rose Bowl.
Totally disagree. Listen, there are 134 Division I programs and another zillion 1AA ones. The fact that you didn't add any live body as the University of Michigan, when you call an agent and go, hey, does the player you rep want to play for the winged helmet? Want to play in front of 110,000 people? Want to know the opposition's plays? You will get people you didn't even realize were available. Come on.
I just got that.
I didn't hear that at first either. I just heard that.
It's all I have left. My team's awful. Leave me alone.
I'm sitting here like, yep, uh-huh, well, yeah.
David was so,
wait, what?
David was so like, seduced whoa. By the sales pitch, he almost missed the slander.
Oh, someone else here says, DJU needs a job. Does anyone have one for him? Can he deliver pizzas?
Yeah, Safe Light Glass or whatever those commercials are.
No, he's wow. Think about this. He's so bad that he lost his Dr. Pepper spot.
That says something, doesn't it?
He was the Dr. Pepper quarterback 2 years ago.
On another episode of Fansville, your quarterback blows.
How funny would that be if he's like homeless guy?
On the Fansville commercial?
Wait, weren't you
he's rummaging through Brian Bosworth's trash.
Right.
I'm in. 248-539-9797.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.